Very good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks. Now, one interesting thing I found about this research is that bats' immunity is actually active and in operation for 24/7. Why is that?
Yeah, so unlike us, we don't switch on parts of our immune system until we're actually infected, whereas bats seem to have this really early part of the immune system just constantly switched on. So we think that that might just give them the advantage, so they're just constantly ready. So when they are exposed to a pathogen, they can control it really quickly.
Yeah, and why is it different? Why can't humans or other animals have that 24/7 kind of approach to their immune system?
Yeah, the particular part of the immune system that bats switch on, if we had that switched on all of the time, it would actually be quite toxic to our tissues and cells. So if you think about some of the nasty symptoms you get when you've got a cold or a flu or something, that's actually partly due to the immune system. So although the immune system is fantastic at controlling infections, if you have it overactive, it can be quite damaging. So the next step is to try and understand how bats can tolerate that. And then if we can work that out, maybe we can use that to our advantage and redirect our own immune system.
And part of your research was talking about something called interferons. So tell us what they are and how they work.
Yeah, so the interferons are like the hormones of the immune system. So they're switched on immediately after your body recognises that it's been exposed to a pathogen. And what the interferons do is they actually switch on other parts of the immune system to actually clear the infection. So the bats have them on all of the time, but the parts of the immune system that their interferons switch on don't seem to be as damaging as the things that we tend to switch on when we have interferon on. So I think that's probably the key to how bats can tolerate having this part of the immune system switched on all of the time, is that it's that downstream effect of it that isn't quite as damaging, but very potent as far as clearing viruses.
I believe the amount or number of interferons differs quite widely when it comes to humans and bats. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We have about 13 of these genes called interferon alpha. Bats only have 3 of them. So they have about a quarter of the number of genes to perform the functions of 13 that we have. So we're actually really inefficient when it comes to these things too. Bats can do just as much, actually more, with 3 interferons as what we do with 13 of them. So they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, and looking at this research, bats can have, you know, up to 100 viruses sort of swimming around their bodies at any one time. So is it because their immune systems are that good they never get sick despite carrying all these things around in their bodies?
Yeah, so bats have been co-evolving with viruses for a very long time. So they've reached this kind of equilibrium with the viruses. I mean, the viruses want a home as well. They want to be able to exist, and bats provide them with that. And bats have just come up with this mechanism where they can control them to a low level so it doesn't affect them, and they kind of live in harmony together.
So it's a kind of a rosy image of bats and viruses.
And
now we know this about bats, I guess what's sort of the next step? How can, I guess, we sort of start, you know, implementing hopefully some of the changes within humans to kind of make our immune systems a bit more efficient?
Yeah, I mean, we're only at really the very early stages of trying to work out how we can use that in humans. But if we can work out what sort of downstream immune responses are triggered, and if we can work out how to mimic that in humans, then potentially we could find a drug that we could actually use to mimic that response in humans, and we'd be much better at controlling viruses without having all of the toxic side effects that you see when we do switch on those parts of the immune system.
Well, it's very early days, but some pretty exciting stuff to work on. Dr. Michelle Baker, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks a lot, Mitch.
Dr. Michelle Baker from the CSIRO's Australian Animal Health Laboratory talking to us about some pretty fascinating stuff around bats, who have a way more efficient way of dealing with viruses and infections than humans. So really interesting stuff for you on 2SER Breakfast on a Thursday.